Welcome to The Daily Me, the place for insights into life and business. Hello there and welcome back to The Daily Me Show. I hope you're doing wonderfully well. It's Rick Nusky here with you once again. And on today's call, I'm going to be talking about the top three podcasting problems and how you can solve them. I'm sitting here looking at my Rode microphone, and through the years, I've gone from, you know, way back when I first started doing this, I tried to use webcam audio and I tried to use laptop inbuilt microphones and all this sort of stuff all the way through to this really nice Rode microphone that I have now. And the thing that I've noticed time and again that really catches people's attention, including my own, is not having good audio quality. It's one of the most common things that podcasters are noted for. You can separate the pack by the good quality audio shows and those who have really poor audio quality. You know, there's things like hissing in the background, or you've got environmental noise, or the quality of the microphone is just not up to speed for what you're trying to do. You know, it's very difficult when you're competing as a listener with what you're hearing when there's all this other noise happening in the background. And it is noise. There's a difference between noise and sound. And noise is the enemy of any good audio. You need to make sure that you have it's distortion-free, for example. If you've got computer noise in the background, or you've got inconsistent volume is another thing that can often be an issue. So to get around that, and I know that a lot of people who are listening to The Daily Me Show are at the start of their podcasting journey, so enter where your budget fits is probably the best way to look at this. I personally would just go straight to a Rode. There's a range of Rode microphones that you can get for between $150 and $250. And the resale value of these microphones is not even a question. You can always resell your microphones. I've never had an issue with doing that. So that's a nice thing to know. And if you do invest in a good quality microphone, you're going to improve that audio, that quality of the recordings, which your audience is going to really appreciate. Also, the environment in which you record. If you've got a window that's open and you're drawing in outside noise, or it's windy or whatever, maybe close it just for the time being whilst you're recording. These seem like very basic things for people to do, but it's amazing how many times it's easy to overlook these types of things. But also, if you look at the software that you're using, you can also use noise reduction components. And now I've talked about OBS Studio time and time again, but what I really love about OBS Studio, apart from the fact that it is free, is that it has inbuilt noise filter reduction. So you can reduce noises and it's free. It's already in there. You just add a filter and it says noise reduction. You set it to you normalize the level of what you're looking for, and then it will allow you to go further than that, put in other filters, of which we're not going to go into today, but will further enhance the overall audio quality that's coming out of your OBS Studio recording. And it's a beautiful thing. It does video and audio together, it's a winner for free, that's for sure and certain. So if you're starting off, just start off with OBS Studio and mid-range mic and you'll be good to go. The second thing that I noticed that's a problem with podcasting is being able to create really good, engaging content. Sometimes of a morning, I struggle with this, or I don't. You know, it's very black and white for me. I don't know about you, but it might be that you have a schedule of content and, you know, you forecast what you would like to talk about a week in advance, which is a really sound strategy to use, especially if you're like me and sometimes you go, oh, scratching your head, you're not sure what the focus should be. But it's pretty clear for me now, and that's what I do. I like to map out the content that I'm going to be talking about during the next week. And in that way, you can either record every Daily Me on one day, or you can do it day by day. I do it day by day. First thing in the morning, that's what I do. I open everything up and in a couple of seconds, I'm recording. And that's what you need to aim at, is having that engaging content lined up, just some really basic bullet points to, you know, talk about the things that are relevant to your audience, you know, having an understanding of what they want to hear about, what they're interested in, the problems that they're facing. And then you need to look at how you structure your episodes, you know, your opening, core of the call, and then closing. Then encourage people to feedback. I do this at the end of every Daily Me show. I ask you to join the Podcasting Central group and also ask you to subscribe to our YouTube channel. So that's basically encouraging audience interaction. You might send them somewhere to maybe fill in a survey or give you suggestions or feedback or whatever it is. And you can then, to acknowledge them, maybe make a mention of them in your next episode. I'm thinking about doing that myself, so it's pretty exciting things coming up for the show. And on that scheduling, this is the third problem. You have to be consistent. If you're not consistent, people notice, and you won't be able to build that audience of people who are looking forward to your content. It can frustrate people knowing that you're there one day and not there for a week, and then back, and then all this. If it's inconsistent, you're going to see a drop off in the number of people that are listening to your show. So be consistent and have a consistent publishing schedule. If you can only afford an hour a week, then commit to that hour a week and make it the best that you possibly can. I actually map out my week in a Google spreadsheet, a Google sheet, and I just have Monday through Friday. I give myself the weekend off because I want to spend time with my family. And I think that's another takeaway. Don't overcommit. If you've got other things you need to do, podcasting is important, but there are other things that I'm pretty sure are more important. So on balance, you know, I do it Monday to Friday. Whatever you can do, you do that, but record it and, you know, batch it out if you like, and then schedule those episodes and record them, multiple episodes in one sitting if that works for you, and then get it out to the world. Now, I've always talked about making this as easy for you to get a feel for podcasting. Again, you don't need to spend big bucks on headphones and microphones and the likes or a camera, nor do you have to spend any money on software. At least at the moment, OBS Studio is free, as is basically YouTube. You can use their podcasting platform to get your show up and running. I can't think of anything better. Now, when you do all of these things, you might have some struggles. You might want to ask some questions. So do exactly what I mentioned before. Come over to the Podcasting Central group on Facebook, and no barriers to entry. I've got books in there for you on podcasting, if that's of interest to you, to learn all of the things that I know and do with podcasting. It's called Welcome to the Show 1.0, the complete podcasting system for your business. It's a good read. People are downloading it left, right, and center and asking me questions about it, getting some value from it. So I'm really glad that I wrote that, and I'm making it available for you just for coming on over to the group. So I'll see you there. But in closing, also, can you jump over to YouTube and type in My Future Business? That is our YouTube channel, and like and subscribe to the channel. But up until tomorrow, see you then.